Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Heart of a man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is very short, very sweet. Today we toast a group of CDC specialists known as the Disease Detectives. Disease Detectives tonight on NBC. Now, last month, the Disease Detectives, they met in Atlanta for a three-day Disease Detective Conference. And we toast them because 181 of the Disease Detectives left with COVID.
Why'd you go to Atlanta? You went to Atlanta.
Well, they're located there. The CDC is located in Atlanta. So they invited, you know, they have offices nationally. They invite them there. They're the Disease Detectives. They left for COVID. Just saying, man.
Oh, they went. They found what they were looking for.
They certainly did. That's what we found. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Let's see if it throw hook to please everyone how Profile This is played.
You bet your ass I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
We're doing well, my friend. Brandon, do you understand how this here game is played?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Well, you have your choice of one of five categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And new, we have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Oh, no. Let's do the animal one.
I keep forgetting how that starts, and it makes me chuckle every time.
Yeah. 7-Eleven.
All right, here is your story. We go to New Jersey, where firefighters, they had to use a rope of carpet padding to rescue an animal that became stranded in a sewer pipe. Now, the fire department said in a Facebook post that crews responded to a very unique rescue when the animal was reported stuck in a drain pipe, which led to a sewer backup in a local Home Depot store. So the firefighters, well, they went to Home Depot, borrowed a sewer camera, and used it to pinpoint the animal's location in said drain pipe. Quote, the crew rigged together carpet padding, lowered it into the pipe. To everyone's surprise, the animal latched onto the padding and was successfully removed. The animal was then taken to a regional animal shelter, and in a very self-congratulatory Facebook post, the shelter said, quote, This was truly a tricky rescue with the animal being trapped in such a confined space. But with patience and persistence, it was saved from entrapment and brought back to the shelter to receive food and water and a safe place to live temporarily. So the question is, what was the animal that was pulled out of the sewer pipe that was backing into the Home Depot? Was it an alligator, a python, a kitten, or a monkey? So alligator, python, kitten, or monkey, one of these four animals was stuck in the sewer pipe and rescued by firefighters.
Where was it? Was it Florida?
New Jersey.
What was after
New
python?
Jersey?
After python, you had a kitten, kitten or a monkey. Alligator, python, kitten, or monkey. Yeah, New Jersey.
I want to say monkey, but I'm really thinking it's a cat. What do you guys think?
Could have been a Snooki.
I mean, a kitten just seems so small that it would back up a whole pipe.
And that's why, Ted, I'm going alligator. Either that or python.
I think I'm going to go with the cat. That makes the most sense to me.
Okay, Brandon.
I want it to be the monkey.
Give me the monkey.
You want the monkey?
I love that you wanted to be a monkey stuck
a monkey,
in a sewer pipe.
Monkey down with
it
the
says
Cygnus.
So much about you. Yes.
Was it an alligator, a python, a kitten, or a monkey? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Brandon, new category on profile. This, that would be analyze this. So we have the story of New Jersey firefighters. They ended up rescuing an animal that was stuck in a drain pipe. The drain pipe that the animal was stuck in led to a sewer backup at the Home Depot.
Correct.
The animal was taken to a shelter. Was it an alligator, a python, a kitten, or a monkey?
And Brandon, that is a question we pose to you. Let us start with E. Ted Smith.
No, not shocked.
Down with the sickness.
It was not a monkey. As much as people deep down wanted it to be, it was not.
Oh, hey. My monkey got stuck in the drain.
Miles, you went with the old alligator.
Alligator. So that means it's a python.
And Brandon, you went with a cute little fluffy kitten. A cute little fluffy. Yeah.
No way.
There's a kitten.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
A kitten.
A kitten.
A kitten. You smell like poop.
How tiny are their drain pipes that a kitten blocked it, right? Like you said, a python, I can see it blocking the pipes. Alligator, I can see. A monkey, obviously.
Kittens can get pretty tiny, man.
That's what I'm saying. How did it block to the point that it backed up to the Home Depot?
They can get pretty big, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I've been surprised sometimes.
That is a big kitty.
That is one big kitty.
It's going to be a big cat when it gets old.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Did you guys like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Oh,
I don't like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but I loved his movie.
All right. What's it, Pee-wee Herman's Great Adventure?
Mm-hmm. Big, I think
Big Adventure.
It's a Big Top Adventure.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, I never got down with Pee-wee.
Really?
Because, like, that's right. Like, I'm a kid when Pee-wee's Playhouse is on.
Pee-hee.
Pee-hee. Like, my brother liked, I want to say my sister watched it, but I don't know. I never really watched it. Then I remember that movie was a big deal, but I didn't really care for that one either.
I didn't even see the movie at the time. I think I saw it, like, on cable years later. Ended up laughing my ass off. Then my son a couple of years ago wanted to check it out. We watched the movie. He loved it, right? Laughed his ass off, and the only question he had for me was, Dad, like, what's up, man? Is Pee-wee Herman a child or an adult? I said, honest to God, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was right between both of our time frames to watch that kind of stuff. So I think it was too late for us and too early, or late for you, or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. It might have been late for you, too early for me. I just remember it was a massive... And I had a ton of friends that loved that show.
And you knew who he was. I just never watched the show.
Right, I know the Pee-wee Herman dance. Like, all that stuff.
We knew him from Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Also, well, Paul Rubens, that's his actual name. In his defense, he's very good in Blow.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie Blood. Jeez, I thought about his coke addiction or something. Totally. He's actually a pretty good actor. You just wouldn't know it because the main thing you know him from is Pee-wee Herman.
But when he shows up, you can take the Pee-wee away from him.
Yeah, you absolutely
can. Well, he can be a different character.
And he got arrested once masturbating in an adult theater. But
which was funny. Do you remember, though?
So but it's also a weird thing because it's like, I don't know. Like, I've never been to an adult movie theater, but like, I just assume that's what everybody's doing. I don't think that makes him any...
I don't think anymore.
Of like this is before the days of the internet.
Right. So it's not like, I don't think he's like some kind of weird predator.
But no, that was in the 90s and he got busted for it. It was just crazy news because every headline said Pee Wee Herman, not Paul Rubens, right? So he disappeared from the scene for like 2 years or something. And to his credit, I believe it was the MTV Movie Awards or something. They brought him back out, right? Time had passed and all that. So he walks on, the crowd kind of went nuts to see him again because he's in character. And he walks up to the mic. And keep in mind, you know, Pee Wee Herman, busted masturbating, movie theater, blah, blah, blah. It's all you'd heard about him. It's the last thing you'd heard about him. Shows up the awards, walks up to the podium, is like, hey, hear any good jokes lately? Because every joke had been about
him. By the way, Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, one of the biggest collectors of vintage pornography.
I've heard that.
In the United States. He does like sex, but he's not as dirty as Captain Kangaroo.
Right.
Or some of these other children's
or
guys.
Drew Carey or something.
Oh, my God. Like, you guys are kinky. Pee-wee just like weird stuff.
So, basically, Paul Rubens said he loaned items from Pee-wee's Playhouse to a man named James Cosmary.
Sure.
Who runs a memorabilia company. All right? Supposedly, it was only for the display at the museum. Paul had the right to ask it back for any time. But he soon learned there's no museum. And this guy was just keeping it in his private collection. Asked for it back. This guy started auctioning it off and keeping the profits for himself. Damn. He says Paul Rubens gave him the items willingly. He does not own them. He didn't, and if he didn't take possession of them back in the day, they would have ended up in a landfill.
No,
so obviously, Paul Rubens is suing this guy like, hey man, that's my stuff. You're making money off it. That's a tough one. I have a hard time because like, you see a lot of stories about actors that take certain things from the set just
absolutely.
As they know that's going to be a big deal.
Guys from Friends did it.
Yeah, and but I don't even know if you know it's going to be a big deal, it's going to be worth something, or it's just like you want something to remember it.
It's important to you. Like, what's his face? Ryan Reynolds, he took his Deadpool uniform. And even said, look, I was not, quote unquote, allowed to do it, but I took it because I was this guy. You know, we made him popular. The dude who played Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, I kept the jacket, man. And it's like, not because I want to auction it off. He's like, well, and they tailor make it for you, so you know it fits, right? But he's like, I'm the guy.
Lot of times, like, if you're a senior in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your whole life, I just know this, like, a football thing, but, like, if your whole life you've been playing football, at the beginning of every year, you get new pads, new this. A lot of times when you're a senior, they'll let you take the helmet.
And you're going, right?
No.
Of course you will.
Never got that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, we didn't. Everything goes back.
Yeah, it depends on your school, for sure. But
we're cheap-ass school. Cheap-ass school. I will say this, as far as, forget it. I'm not going to bring that up.
Right, so I mean, I'm just saying, like, sometimes people just want stuff as a momentum.
You absolutely.
Or memento.
Memento, yeah, for sure. But also, if you're going to loan it to someone, I doubt seriously, and I don't know, but I doubt seriously that Paul Rubens said, yeah, I kept the stuff so I can just give it to
you. So if you want,
as opposed to telling me you're going to put it in an exhibit at a museum, you go, that's cool. You know, if it's like Mopop or something like that, you go like, okay, yeah, you know what, man? Right. Yeah, I want my stuff there.
Well, when they started the show, Jerry Seinfeld, big bicyclist.
Mm-hmm.
So he was into riding and all that stuff. He's a big car guy. So like with wheels and stuff, he's
a Porsche guy.
He's that guy. So there was a guy in Wallingford named Gary Klein, and he made mountain bikes. And so he was one of the last United States manufacturers who built an American bike like Schwinn from top to bottom before it all got, you know, thrown out everywhere else, right? So Jerry took that Klein mountain bike that's green and hanging in the back.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Because like, he just wanted to ride the bike.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, right, you see that stuff all the time. It's a tough one as it's been so long, but I'm with you. I have a hard time thinking he thought they were all in collection. And even if you let the guy keep them in his fake museum or whatever you thought was a real one forever, that's fine. But once the dude starts cashing in on it, it's like, all right, send that back.
I'll tell you what, I've stolen mic flags. If you don't know what a mic flag is, anytime you watch like a press conference and everyone shows their microphone in someone else's face, you'll see you know, Como, you see all those things on the outside of the
mic.
So we have them for the radio station too. And all the ones I've worked at, I have stolen one. So we have recently redone the ones we have here.
And that's why he doesn't have one on his mic right now, because he stole it already.
I'm going to steal this one. I'm just selling them right now, which is fine. They charge me. But I stole one of our original ones. I forgot that I took it, but it's next to a couple of other ones I've had through my radio career. And at that time, Hair Club comes over, you know, A.E. Dave, and he's walking around, he's looking at my vinyl collection, and I realize it's sitting on top of the vinyl collection. And he just points and he goes, "Are you goddamn serious?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, he points at the mic flag. I'm like, "Yeah, I stole that." He's like, "I know you did because I didn't give it to you." I said,
well, at least you didn't steal the whole microphone like I did.
No, I don't want the whole mic. I just want the mic flag.
No, it's not like an AKG.
Let's see. Succession. People loved it.
They do.
I will give, I guess I should say, spoiler alert. I don't know what episode this person passed away.
Oh, no.
Brian Cox, he still hasn't seen the moment that his character, Logan Roy, dies. Sounds like he's not going to. They say it's an interesting reason. I think he's got a very valid reason he doesn't want to watch this. He said, by the way, if you don't know who Brian Cox is, if you don't watch Succession,
you know who he is.
Yeah, I was going to say he's best known for his role as the local police commissioner on Super Troopers.
Right. Yes, best known for that, yes. And his storied career. You're the guy from Super Troopers.
That's where I would know him from. He says, my own death will come soon enough. He's going to be 77. So he's like, I don't want to watch it. He's like, look, I'm going to die in real life soon. So I don't want to watch my character die.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I think it's super fair.
I get it.
Yeah.
Ten, I got into...
That's weird, too.
I got into the rubbing iPad last night. 11:30 when I get to bed. And I realized the East Coast gets the end of Ted Lasso before everyone else because they started at midnight.
Correct. So, that's on Apple TV though, so I think it comes out at 9 p.m. here too.
Well, what I'm saying, well, last night people were watching the finale.
Correct.
So it came out at like midnight on the East Coast.
So we
get it today. It was kind of weird. Well, not till today.
All right.
On us, yeah. So people are all giving us spoiler alerts, and I'm like, I get off Twitter because I was like, I got to watch the finale.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. I only know that because somebody was texting me about it. It's like 10 p.m. last night. I'm like, what, are you watching it right now? They're like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I still haven't seen it. Again, Apple TV, like tonight, the Sounders game is on there. But you got to have Apple products to watch Apple TV.
East Coast people have already seen it.
Oh, so you're saying at 9 o'clock I could have watched it because
correct.
The East Coast.
Correct.
I follow you now.
So that's, So that's why people get on me and stuff about, like, I was just like, look, I'll get an iPhone. But I'm just like, I don't have, like, I have an Apple, I have a MacBook, but it's from like 2012. So it doesn't have the capacity to watch TV.
Right.
So like some things on Apple TV, I love Ted Lasso. But, and I dressed up as Coach Beard one year, but people always ask me about it. I'm like, dude, I've only seen the first season.
Okay.
I have not caught up on it because I haven't been able to watch it. Speaking of, sticking with Succession, fans, basically, they went to Walmart and they bought out a shirt that looks like Kieran Coughlin was wearing in the finale.
What is it about the shirt?
It's light blue with stripes on the sleeves. It's from the little boy section of Walmart. It's sold in a 2-pack for $14. They're basically saying, like, online, it's gone. The T-shirt made him look like a child, and I know that was the intent. I don't know.
Product placement. Not that they meant for that to be the shirt, but close enough.
Well, right. I mean, it's just a shirt he was wearing. Walmart happens to have one that looks close.
You wonder if anyone paid for product placement, you know, like Coca-Cola, Minute Maid orange juice, you know, because they kind of, and they're like, a goddamn shirt that you didn't pay anything for, and that's what they're going after?
Well, also on the show, who knows, right?
I really don't.
Looks the same, but like that show is all about super rich people and this and that. So they could, it just, Walmart like, might just have a shirt that looks
like it.
Trust me. Like it.
Fred Meyer has cool T-shirts.
For sure.
The Lucky Jeans store has good T-shirts. Like, there's all these places where you go, like, that's a great AC/DC T-shirt. I'm going to buy that damn thing.
Or CBGB.
Or whatever.
I'm wearing a CBGB shirt. And somebody, it's amazing to me. Somebody asked me, they go, did you ever go there? And I was like, I bought the shirt at Target. Like, not trying to be mean, but I'm just like, no, I didn't. And I get it. It's a rock legend.
Sure.
But it's like, there's a lot of people wearing CBGB shirts.
Well,
now.
Steve almost played there, but Robin Hitchcock got him in the butt.
No, we did play there. We got a chance to play there a second time, and it was Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen, who to this day can kiss my dark ass. You know what I think is interesting as far as product placement, right? So a lot of times, and I don't know the company that produces these fake laptop computers. They want to indicate that the person is using an Apple computer, but clearly Apple did not pay it to be there, and they don't want to use Apple's logo, because if you open it up, right, and it's always a pair. Have you noticed that?
I haven't, but I'll pay attention.
Start watching like different TV shows, even movies, and if they're trying to say it's an Apple computer without saying it's an Apple computer, so they'll just show someone using their laptop doing whatever. It's a pair. It's still at an angle. It's still lit up. But it's a pair. And I realize, like, it's almost every movie, every TV show, we're not going to say Apple, it's a pair. And I'm like, you're still kind of giving Apple business.
Yeah, but you're not.
Are you not? I mean, because they're not talking about the computer itself. It's just that they're actively using it. And they would show, so they're a coffee shop, right? And you see the top, and it's a pair. And I'm like, well, everyone thinks Apple. But Apple did not pay you to do that, because Apple would have you use an Apple. I don't know. I just feel like Apple, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Third season finale of Dave. That's on 10 p.m. on FXX. That's a really good show. That's about the rapper Little Dicky. His name is actually Dave. That's saying, but he, you know, it's him and his buddies going around. It's kind of like a one of those ones. That's not that far from the truth.
Okay,
but it's a very funny show. Very strange, Mike. You're looking at me. I don't even know if you'd like it. It is a strange, strange show. I love it, but it is weird and freaky.
Also, doesn't look like the Mariners have a chance after the last two or three games.
Give it time, Miles.
I'm just saying they're playing the Yankees. It does not look good right now.
Well, one out of three.
Okay, then.
I hope so. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Canadian man breaks into a bakery at 3 a.m., eats 6 cupcakes, then cleans up his mess. Meanwhile, 4 break into the Jurassic exhibition in Atlanta to hang out with T-Rex. Police help man restart car twice and realize he's driving a stolen car. Police nab thief who could help with your gums, plaque, and tar. And not one but two Hawaiian tourists attempt their own Ride the Ducks tour. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to North Carolina where a woman got a shocking sight. This one's just gross. She stepped out onto her back porch to check on her dogs when she noticed a couple critters dangerously close to them. Upon closer inspection, her fears were confirmed that it was a pair of copperheads that were wriggling all about near her dogs, but they weren't interested in the canines. No, no. Because the pair were getting it on right there in the comfort and safety of the shade of the porch.
Let's get it on.
She called a local trapper who waited for the pair to conclude their activities and then moved them to a quieter area. And then basically they put a PSA out there that was saying, look, if you see two snakes copulating out in your backyard, let them finish it and then don't worry, they'll just depart. Don't worry.
Is that
worry.
What he said, or was it like, let's watch?
Oh.
Yeah.
They're like, they've got something more important on their minds.
Where than was
attacking
this at?
Your dog. This was in North Carolina.
Sorry.
Great.
They're dying.
They're out.
Yeah.
So you would break the rule, because the rule is if something's getting down, you don't mess with it.
I don't care. Look, it's my yard. Look, and there's snakes. Off with their heads.
Off with their heads.
A rattlesnake will give you a warning not to come near them.
Sure.
They get spooked. They don't want to do that.
Every snake will.
Copperheads will jump off of a bank and swim towards your kayak or canoe
right.
and try to bite you.
To let you know they don't want you close.
They're there.
Right.
And to them, close is within 100 yards.
It's a happier Ted Smith world with two less copperheads.
By the way, they're fat and thick, and they look meaty.
They're gross, yeah.
They're big snakes.
D-A-O. You know, and they can't be doing that much good for the environment. Out they go.
Well, I'm sure they're eating small creatures.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to mind two less snakes.
Right.
Listen, I'll freak out if there's a mouse that's running around my backyard. I'm going to shoot something if there's a doggone copperhead in my backyard.
Do mice freak you out?
Yes.
Really?
I hate that it does, but yeah. You know what? I fought it for the longest doggone time. And then the last apartment that I had, there were mice all over the place. There were rats in the doggone dumpster. So many doggone times, like a freaking jack-in-the-box. I'd lift up the lid of the dumpster. There's this fat-ass rat just staring at me, and it scared the tar out of me. It freaked me out. My wife
was
like,
"It's so weird, because
I didn't know that you were afraid of rats." She's like, "I'm not." She's like, "Well, nobody who's not afraid of rats has that reaction to rats.
Mice don't scare me. Rats don't scare me. Snakes don't bug me. Show me a spider. I'm like, oh my God. The tiniest. The tiniest of all of them, I have a hard time with.
Yeah, but they're spooky, man. They're just
they're freaking spooky.
They're freaking
they are monsters.
Oh, God. They are.
They're teeny, tiny monsters.
So Australia is not in your future just because of the huntsman spider.
Brother, I've always wanted to go to Australia, but seriously, one of the things I consider are those huntsmans, because in spite of their size, what I've heard from people that live there is you can close your door.
Oh, yeah.
And much like some other animal, no matter how big they are,
they
in
like
a
the
wide,
shade, man. Yeah.
They can flatten themselves out and walk in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't deal with that. And they go, well, they're not venomous. I'm like, that's
don't
not
care.
The issue. This thing is a foot from one side to the other.
It's a monster.
Like, I'm taking a shotgun to this thing, yeah, man.
And then, heaven forbid, do not leave your windows down in Australia when in your car. Because they don't like the heat either, man. And so what's a really good spot to hide from the heat? Those visors that are right up above your doggone head. The number of times that people have had a huntsman spotter, which is bigger than your hand.
Bigger. Twice as big as your hand on average.
And I got big old meaty paws, and I couldn't grab that thing with one hand.
I saw a video of a guy in his car, and to your point, it was on the visor on the passenger side. But it was still there, and he put it down because the sun was burning in, and the spider fell out. He did not get into a wreck, but he got close.
I would squeal like a pea, man. I don't care.
I would drive my car off of a cliff. We would die together.
You bet, bro. I don't care. You know what? I'm not man enough. Cool. I'm also not near the doggone spider. Get me the hell away from there.
The spider's like, dude, relax.
Right. It's cool, bro.
Dude, you
chill out, man. I'm just a spider.
I'm sorry the way I look, bro.
Man, the only chance that spider has of living is if it's on the other side of the car just sitting there and I see it gently like, okay, I'm going to pull over so you can just bail out.
Does not live.
Do you want a smoke? You want a shot? Like, shoot, man.
Hand it a beer. Send it on its way.
I like because it's a spider. Mike now has a pack of smokes on him.
I do. You know what? There's several of them over here.
Do you smoke? Nah, man, it's for spiders.
Buy a pack, bro.
Yeah. No, I just keep these in the car in case a massive spider gets in here so I can try to bribe him.
But I can't have it on me, Ted, because it'll go stale, and then he'll bitch at me about it.
Right, and he also talks, this spider.
What kind of cigarette do you think a huntsman spider wants?
Camels.
Really? I was thinking Marlboro Red.
Camel spiders.
I don't know.
Oh, he's old school.
Okay.
Newport.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus. I'm like that, brother. It's a strong cigarette.
That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the turn of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!